Welcome back. You're listening to The Daily Show at Mind Body Radio. We are joined by Laurie Ponsford-Hill from London, Ontario in Canada, and we're going to be talking about her work today. She's a psychotherapist and a marriage and family therapist as well, and you can find her online at thecounselinghouse.ca. And let's say hello. Laurie, thanks for coming on today.
Oh, well, thank you for having me.
Yes, you are quite welcome. And I did mention that website, thecounselinghouse.ca. Is there any other way for our listeners to take a look? Are you active on social media at all?
Oh, we do. We definitely have a Facebook page, as well as I do have an author Facebook page as well.
Okay, very good, very good. So that is just Facebook under The Counseling House?
Yes, and the Art of Self-Supervision, which is the book that I wrote from my dissertation.
Mm-hmm. Okay, very good. Now, let's start from the beginning here, Laurie. How predictable, right? Let's talk about your background and, well, what it was that inspired you to become a counselor. Certainly not a line of work for everybody.
Certainly not. Actually, I came up the ministry stream. I became a minister, and once it is, I started to work in that area. I found that there was a lot of conflict in the church, and so that actually really directed me towards doing mediation work, and as well, I found that pastoral counseling just wasn't enough, and so I started to go in the area of marriage and family therapy, and then I just continued my education from there, and then started the Counseling House, which is an agency in both London and Woodstock, in which it's a teaching facility. So I do a lot of supervision for other therapists who are wanting to become registered.
Oh, okay, very good, very good. So so nowadays a lot of one-on-one work or more so group work? What are you up to?
All of the above, actually. A lot of individual work. My area that I really like to specialize in is that to do with marriage. I love doing couples work. We also do quite a bit of family work as well and some group work.
Mm-hmm. Okay, very nice. And is there any particular type of client you're seeing, or would you say it's a very general practice?
I would say it's very general practice. Continuity is that people seem to really struggle with relationship, and whether that's to do with relationship with self or relationship with God or relationship in the workplace or relationship at home, whether it's with partner or children, at school, it seems to be that no matter what it is that we're seeing, that that is the one common thread that really brings people in for help.
Mm. Now, can we draw some distinctions between what a counselor does and what a coach does? You see a lot of people going for the life coach or the relationship coach route, and I think that's becoming very big, but I think I am seeing some crossover, but would you be able to clear that up for us?
Oh, for sure. Yes, it's very difficult. There are a lot of designations now, that's for sure. And there's a distinct difference between counseling as well and therapy, as well as, of course, coaching. And so for counseling, generally speaking, is to do with whatever it is that's happening in the present day, right? Struggles that you might be going through, and so that's to do with the present. And then when it is we're talking about therapy, we're looking at what the system is actually really doing. So it takes it outside of the individual to what might be happening around them, what might be happening from their past that's triggering them in the present. And so it's a much broader spectrum. Life coaching is more to do with mentoring, which is to get the person from where it is that they are to where it is that they need to be in regards to whatever it is that they want to accomplish or achieve.
Okay.
But there is a lot of crossover.
Okay, excellent. So, Laurie, would you be able to maybe take us through your approach or give us a general idea of what it is like working with you, especially if it's my first time working with a counselor?
Yes. Well, when it is a person comes in, we sit down. We do an assessment. We have a conversation to see where it is that the person would like to work on, what goals that they have, what it might be that is troubling them, whether it's to do with relational trauma from their past or their family of origin. And then we put together a plan, and we start to work on that plan. And there's a number of different modalities, a ton of different modalities to use. So there's like cognitive behavioral therapy, there's psychodynamic therapy, there's hypnotherapy. I mean, there's wide ranging. And so what we do is we try to match what it is the person's coming in for with whatever modality seems to apply. And we do a lot of work now, more and more so in regards to relational trauma, and we use a method called EMDR for that. Eye movement desensitization reprocessing. And so we also have an integrative approach, meaning that we apply the many different modalities. So we're not stuck with just one. Depending upon wherever it is that a person may be, we can pull on a number of different modalities that really is very helpful.
Okay, great. Wonderful. Now, Laurie, talk to us about your goals moving forward as a therapist, as an entrepreneur, if you'd like. What's on the calendar for 2020?
Oh, it's very exciting, actually. We have a new facility. So we actually have an office in London. We have an office in Woodstock. And we're opening a new office in Port Stanley, Ontario. And that is going to be based in a marital retreat. So if anybody's interested in marriage retreat, that's what we're going to be starting up. We're also going to be starting a school, which is Art and Relational Institute called Portside. And so we're going to be offering a lot of different integrative work for therapists to expand their repertoire of modalities as well.
All right, wonderful. And I will say we're a little short on time here, Laurie, so I'll give you the final word. Before we wrap things up, do you have any other final thoughts or any contact info, parting words of advice for our audience?
Definitely. So contact info is help@thecounselinghouse.ca, two L's in counseling. So if anybody would like to reach out, we also have online therapy as well. Another program that we're starting. So have a look at our website, thecounselinghouse.ca. And my words of wisdom is anybody that's struggling out there to do with anything. You know, a lot of people come in and they say, you know, I know this isn't big, but the truth of the matter is that if you're struggling with it, it is big. And it's really, really good to be able to reach out and find the help that you need.
All right, wonderful. And again, we'll have to have you back on sometime, Laurie. But for now, thanks for stopping by.
Well, thank you so much for the invitation. I really appreciate it.
Yes, and a big thank you to our audience, of course. Don't go too far. In the next hour, we have more interviews for you.